For a number of years, I've been following very closely, writing about and reporting on the story of Solomon Fakiri. He was beaten to death inside an Ontario jail, the Lindsay Correctional Facility, as we know. And you've heard this story many times on this program. In December 2016, the Central East Correctional Center. He is schizophrenic. He had 50 bruises and contusions on him. Oh, but no one was charged. What happened? What was his cause of death? Well, the coroner said it was unascertained. And Unascertained is a new TV Ontario podcast, a six-part podcast that tries to answer the unanswered questions in Solly Fakiri's brutal death inside the jail. And it launches today, this six-part podcast series. And this is going to be essential listening. And I'm going to play you an excerpt from it and then introduce the producer, host, and I'm going to bring back our dear friend Yusuf Fakiri, Solly's brother, who has been fighting for justice. Here's what the podcast Unascertained sounds like.
It's a story about justice and accountability.
Solomon Fakiri died alone in solitary confinement at the Central East Correctional Center in Lindsay.
A family seeking answers.
Ontario guards killed my brother.
The 30-year-old was found with 50 signs of blunt impact trauma to his body. Fakiri, who had a history of schizophrenia, had spent 11 days in the cell.
I'm not sure that beaten is the correct term to use. There was a physical interaction. There's no doubt about that.
What truly happened that day?
The cause of death is listed as unascertained.
We've been talking about this to try to find justice for Solly, as there's an actual movement on that with Yusuf Fakiri, Solly's brother. And Yusuf Zine, who is the producer and the host of Unascertained, the six-part TV Ontario podcast. Yusuf, great to have both of you on the program. And I'm very much looking forward to listening to this. I'm going to start with Yusuf Fakiri. You and I have been speaking about this for a long time. What are the key questions that you are probing, Yusuf Fakiri, you're seeing probed in this new podcast series?
Thank you so much, Evan, for bringing me back. The main question here is the postmortem report, right? Attention needs to be turned to findings in the postmortem report, Evan. And this documentary is done brilliantly by Yusuf and TVO in terms of shedding light into this wealth of knowledge, into the death of my brother. And I think we need to turn our attention into the postmortem report, specifically, if the coroner's office and the pathologist have really digested, reviewed the eyewitness statement. And the second thing, the transcript examination of the guards that have admitted fault into Solly's death. Those are the questions that we really need to be looking into. And this podcast really sheds light to that, Evan.
Let me bring on Yusuf Zine, the producer and host of Unascertained, this six-part podcast. I'm looking forward to listening to this, Yusuf. What are the unanswered questions you were examining in this?
Well, there were a lot of unanswered questions from the get-go. I mean, some of which include, why was Solomon held in solitary confinement in the first place? Why did someone with a diagnosis of schizophrenia end up in solitary confinement? Why was the death status unascertained? And honestly, at the crux of it, what really happened that day in that cell? I mean, that's really what the podcast tries to look at. We do a detailed multiple timelines of what happened that day, almost minute to minute, to try to find out what really happened in that cell.
Well, we know, and we've talked about this in the case, about there are some video of Solly Fakiri getting pulled from the shower. He was eventually cuffed, his hands and his legs. They put a spit hood over him. And then there was a code blue, and between 20 and 30 officers came to help. They were restraining him. 20 to 30 people! And then they pushed him into a cell, and the video goes out. But let me just stay with you, Yusuf Zine. You interviewed some people here that we've been long waiting to hear from, including some of the guards. Who will we hear from? What voices may transform our understanding of this tragedy, Yusuf?
Well, I think what's interesting is, we speak to people who who spent time with Solomon in segregation even before December 15th. So in the second episode, you'll hear from an inmate who was Solomon's cell neighbor, who talks about 10 very harrowing and disturbing days that Solomon went through in solitary confinement. And to us, those are just as important as his last day. But we really wanted to make sense of his death. And so we speak to former correctional officers, forensic pathologists, lawyers, as many people as we could to try to make sense of this, and eyewitnesses who were there that day. And so without giving anything away, I think you're going to really hear the most comprehensive look into this case.
You're hearing from eyewitnesses who saw what happened to him. Have they told that to the police?
Well, they've spoken out previously, and in fact, one of the eyewitnesses, John Thibault, has spoken publicly and has been interviewed by the OPP. And we know now that the OPP came to the same conclusion as Kawartha Lakes Police, which is to not lay charges. And so that's one of the things that we speak to lawyers about today. Like, even with an eyewitness testimony of someone who was right across the hall who witnessed what he describes as a vicious beating, how are there still no charges laid?
Yusuf Fakhiri, these are questions you have posed on this program for a long, long time. I don't know if you've even heard the whole podcast, the six-part series, Yusuf Fakhiri, but what are you expecting to hear here and come away with as you and your family have long pursued this elusive justice for your brother?
Evan, it's the question that we've been asking from day one. Is the truth? The truth of the Sully's tragic death. It's been a very harrowing experience listening to these podcasts. With the first two, I listened to it and it's been extremely painful. But what he did to my brother, Evan, was nothing short of torture, humiliation, and a vicious killing. And Sully's tragedy, hopefully, can serve an opportunity and a purpose to make lives better for better Canadians who are suffering from mental illness. The truth is coming out, Evan, and we really need to get to the truth, and this podcast plays a huge role in that, and we need that accountability and transparency. And with that start, I mean, we need the post-mortem report to really be, it needs to be revisited, it needs to be updated. It's an updated outdated post-mortem report that we need to look into with key factual evidence that was not put into place in 2017. But ultimately, Evan, it's about the truth. It's about the truth to what happened to my late brother. I listened to the two episodes, and I could not get through it, sir. It was very painful.
Well, you and I talk a lot about that, and I can't imagine how you and I talk about your mom a lot, and I don't know how she's going to listen to this, because until there's any, I mean, these are tragedies, but until there's any kind of justice, how is she approaching all this, that this pursuit of justice? Because I know it's been for you, we can hear it now, but you and I speak all the time. It's been emotionally costly beyond measure.
Absolutely, Evan. You know, the audience will be the first time they'll hear my mother's voice. It's the first time she's spoken with respect to Sully's story. It's been very painful. I had a conversation before this call right now, and, she herself listened to it, and she, the last couple of days, hasn't been able to sleep. She was in tears, and our pain continues, sir. It hasn't stopped. If we're to say that Sully was killed on that day, my family continues to be killed every day by the Ontario government's lack of courage or the guards to give transparency into what they did to my late brother. But in the end, sir, we will continue to fight, because this is the only way to honor Suleiman and many other Canadians who are suffering from mental illness. It's the only thing we know, sir.
Yusuf Zeen is the producer and host of a six-part documentary that begins today on TV Ontario, Unascertained. It launches today. It probes the unanswered questions about Solomon Fakhiri's beating to death inside an Ontario jail. I'm speaking to Yusuf Zeen and, of course, Sully's brother, Yusuf Fakhiri. I'm looking forward to listening to it. I just have a couple seconds. Yusuf Zeen, people can just download the podcast off the TV Ontario site.
Yeah, you can go to tvo.org to listen to it, or you can listen to it wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere.
All right. Check it out. I'll be listening closely. This is a powerful case. I know our audience has been following this case. Yusuf Zeen and Yusuf Fakhiri, great to have both of you on. And I hope we get some answers to a tragic situation. And I hope it helps others who are fighting a similar fight.